Now we'll look at Tamasic. Tamasic is also quite interesting. Verse number 13. Vidhi namasrishtanam. Mantrahi namadakshinam. Shraddha virahitam yagnyam. Tamasam parichakshate. So what is tamasik yagnya? Tamasik activity. Vidihinam. Vidihinam means not according to the scriptures. So not done the way it should, not doing it the right way. Asrishthanam, and not giving food. Because in the olden days, when they did a yajna, when they did an offering to the Lord, to gods, then at the end of that yajna, they would offer food. So they would give food to the guests, and then food to the poor people, and food to the Brahmins, you know, giving them appropriate dakshina, you know, those who had performed, and giving food to everybody. Mantrahinam, and without mantras. So yajna done without the proper mantras, without the proper chanting, adakshinam, without giving dakshina. Because we find that it's very interesting, you know, people will spend millions of dollars or millions of rupees, crore of rupees on the wedding, but that poor pandit who does that, you know, 3-4 hours, they'll give him 50 rupees or 101 rupees. You know, they will cheat him out of
51,
it. 51-1, and you have spent a million or crore of rupees or on your wedding. The poor guy who actually performed the wedding, they don't. Or they will exploit the servants. You know, those who work so hard day and night, they will cut their wages, not pay them enough. But they will spend millions, you know, on lights and decoration. So that is what is called the doing a dakshina without helping the poor people. Doing a yajna without helping the poor people is tamasik. Yeah, you should do a, you know, do a good job, but you should take care of the people who work for you, your servants and your pandits and your... So vidihinam, so doing without scriptures, without doing offering food, especially to the poor people. Without mantras, without chanting proper mantras, we'll talk about that. Adakshinam, without giving dakshina. Shraddha virahitam, without any shraddha, without any faith in God. Yajnam tamasam parichakshate. So this not doing according to the scriptures, everybody knows that there are certain right way to do things, which is very well written in the Bible, the Quran, the Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishads. So that is the right way. And then there is a wrong way. So these people do not care what is written in the scriptures. I do what I want. It doesn't matter what the scriptures say. They don't care. And then mantras, they either, it's very interesting, you know, they will go to the pandit and say, look, shadi aadhe ghante mein honi chahiye. You know, I want the wedding to be done in half an hour. He says, no, but you know, properly to chant all the mantras will take hour and a half or two. I don't care. I'll give you 50 rupees extra. Finish in half. Then the poor priest, what does he do? He has to cut it short, because otherwise, you know, he's not going to get his dakshin. So not chanting the proper mantra. Or interestingly, some people are other way around. The priests, some of them don't know what the mantras are. And they actually, I have seen a wedding where they did the whole wedding with Hanuman Chalisa. It's true. Hanumanji was a Baal Brahmachari. He never got married. Or there was another pandit. This is a true story. He was actually chanting funeral mantras at the time of wedding. Because he didn't know. He had just collected some mantras, some Sanskrit. And the people listening don't know. And the pandit doesn't know. So the blind is leading the blind. So that is called mantrahinam. You have to do the proper mantras. Because there is a... See, these pujas are not to be taken lightly. It's not that you go overboard. But it is like a surgery. You know, surgery, you have to follow the steps. 1, 2, 3, 4. Otherwise, the surgery... So same way when pujas are done, when mantras are chanted, they have to be chanted properly. They have to be done in the right sequence. That's why when we do the puja, we invite the Lord and then we offer him a seat and then we give him water and then food and then, you know, and then invoke the Lord's blessings and then chant, do the archana. and then at the end you, you know, invite the Lord, you know, to leave and come back. So there is a proper way of doing all these things which are written in our scriptures. It's not that one should be very, very, you know, completely old-fashioned and not change, but there are certain rules which have to be followed. And so that is called mantrahinam, where either you do the wrong mantras or you try to cut it short. Dakshinam, again, no charity is done. The people who are helped are not helped. And shraddha virahitam, and without any faith, without any faith in the scriptures, without any faith in the Lord, with no faith in anything that is good, that is called tamasic. And that is called tamasic. There is a very interesting story, actually. It's a very sad story, which actually happened, and it happens all the time. There was this teacher who retired, and he needed his pension. And as you know, in India, you have to go to the government office, and you have to have the pension sanctioned. And it so happened that this clerk was so dishonest, and which happens many times, and he wanted, you know, percentage. He wanted several thousand rupees up front to sanction his. It is his own pension that he has earned. And he kept telling him, kal aana, parso aana, come tomorrow, I'll do this, I'll do that. And he kept putting him off, and then it cannot be done, and bring this paper and that paper. 7.5 years he had to wait, and in the meantime he died. The teacher died, but he still didn't get. And then when it got publicized in the paper and everything, that this teacher, then the clerk very quickly gives the money to whom? To his 22-year-old son, who then promptly wasted it. You know, within 6 months the money was gone, and here this poor old man was, you know, suffering. So that is called tamasic, where you are supposed to do a job, but you do it only if I get a bribe, or if you do it. So, and we find that a lot in the you know, in the government offices. People don't work, or they come late, and you know, they work 1 hour, then they close the window for lunch, and then you are just waiting. They don't care how big a line is. And so these activities that are done where people are harmed, where people are dishonest, is called tamasic, and these are forbidden. So the idea is that if I should, again, this is not to look at others. These stories are not to point out, oh, how so-and-so is doing or how so-and-so is doing. How am I doing? Am I doing my activities with a tamasic motive, rajasic, or sattvic? And the goal should be, as much as possible, when I find that my mind is not calm after doing something, if my mind is not happy or not peaceful, that means there is something lacking in my effort. And so an activity which is done with pure sattva, or as much as possible, or rajas, of course one has to work hard, but hard work should be tempered with honesty, with, you know, with the right goal, with the right motive. When that is done, of course, tamas definitely is totally forbidden, but rajas has to be mixed with sattva. Rajas has to have a very strong force of sattva. Obviously, without rajas, you cannot work. So I work hard, but I work with a sattvic goal, and that activity. So that's why the Bhagavad Gita is a mirror for me to look at myself. And every morning I should see, how is my life? How is my activities? Where is my life going? In what direction am I going? Am I giving back to society more than I get? That's what the Swami Chinmayananda said. Giving more than what we consume, and producing more than what we consume, and giving more than what we take. So that makes the every activity sattvic. Okay, we'll end with the closing prayers. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kashchit Dukkha Bhagavet. Om Shanti Shanti.